indictment that was filed last week by the special counsel. It has now been formally pled as a not guilty plea through his defense lawyers here today.
The day after a deadly high school shooting in Georgia, the mother of a student is filled with concern.
I'm scared to send him back. I don't know what to do. He's a senior. It's his last year. I don't want to pull him out and do homeschool, or I want him to experience his last year, but I'm terrified.
Two students and two teachers were killed in the attack. Authorities have charged a 14-year-old freshman at the school, someone who had been questioned earlier by authorities about threats. CBS's Dave Malkoff says authorities were able to get to the scene quickly because of new IDs at the school.
These IDs are a new technology that just came in last week. If you press and hold a button, it will send out an alert that says there is an active situation going on right now, specifically in this room. It will call the police. It will send out an audible alert over the announcement system inside the school.
In the race for the White House, Donald Trump tried to make the case last night on a Fox News town hall that if he's elected, he'd head off global disaster.
When you look at Ukraine and you look at Russia, you look at all the things that are happening, we're heading into World War III territory.
Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a fierce Trump critic, has now said she'll vote for Kamala Harris. Political scientist Larry Sabato.
I would say it's the most significant endorsement outside of the Democratic Party that Kamala Harris has gotten. And it's a clear appeal to the Nikki Haley voters from the Republican primaries.
And Harris picked up an endorsement with a smile from Russian President Vladimir Putin. He cited her infectious laugh. Moscow is pushing back against new allegations of election interference from the Justice Department. Verizon is buying Frontier Communications in a $20 billion deal that helps strengthen its fiber network. Frontier has invested billions upgrading and expanding its fiber capabilities. And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 240 points. The S&P is down 16. NASDAQ is up 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. It happened just after noon near 13th Avenue and 69th. We're working on learning more. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, is stepping down. She says she's moving on to advance her career in the Air National Guard. And a Trump campaign town hall and a counter-protest are scheduled for Milwaukee tonight. The Republican event will be held near the UW-Milwaukee campus. A group called Working Families Power has organized a rally in opposition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is entering his second season as a starter and is excited for the opportunity to open the year in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen the NFL game, might be the first NFL game. So I'm excited for it. And like I said, first one, so it'll be very exciting.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Clouds increase this afternoon as high temperatures still smack the low 80s. As a cold front approaches, shots of showers and thunderstorms exist this evening, overnight, and scatter out through tomorrow, dragging in a fall feel with temperatures in the mid-60s Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
It's WRJN. 81 degrees, clouding up out there. Racine with Otis Redding. Great day to sit on the dock of the bay. Or Lake Michigan. Yeah, Lake Michigan.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Loneliness won't leave me alone.
I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
talk, we listen. Yeah, you said more Three Dog Night, and we heard that. Local news and Timeless Hits are back right here on WRJN. Speaking of Three Dog Night, 1 week from now, they're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, and that is going to be cool because, first off, Quentin Don Rosen, who I know everything comes out of his mouth, is true. And the Genesee Theater is really cool. Old-time movie theater. It's just going to be a blast just to even be in that. But then to see Three Dog Night, and they are still awesome, even if most of the members have passed into the abyss. But anyway, way to end this contest on a depressing note. Yes, I'm really good at that. Anyway, next Thursday, 1 week from today, Don Rosen has your tickets tomorrow between 6 and 9 with Three Dog Night. Your chance to win tomorrow right here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Only the lonely know the
so far apart, but only lonely.
News and Timeless is right here on WRJN with Manfred Mann.
Gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
Animals on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, the Philadelphia and the Packers in Brazil, 5 o'clock, it's a pregame show, and you can listen to it live right here on WRJN, 1400 AM and 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha. So the ball game that's going on, this is a high school football game, Franklin at Case. Who do I root for? No, I'm not even going to bring that up. But it will not be on WRJN this week, but it will be streaming live at djsports.mixlr.com. So you can listen live there. WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's the latest.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden talking about his efforts to lower health care and energy costs at a stop in Westby today. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says the results speak for themselves.
We in Wisconsin have had some of the lowest unemployment rates that we've ever had, with the most people working.
The president is hearing from people in Blue Wall battleground states this week about how they've benefited from the administration's Investing in America agenda. There's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. The decision will help move forward Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment in Racine County. The circumstances surrounding the Metra train hitting and killing someone in Kenosha yesterday are still being investigated. A Union Pacific worker identified as 34-year-old Austin Scott Raisby of Burlington was killed after being struck by the train at just after noon. The southbound train was carrying around 20 passengers at the time, with no injuries reported among those on board. An 8-year-old girl in Racine was shot in the leg yesterday. There's still some investigating to do, with details few at the moment. Initial reports indicate that Racine police were called at around 4:40 to an area near 19th Street and Lawn Avenue. She's reported to be in stable condition. And a Trump campaign town hall and a counter-protest are scheduled for Milwaukee tonight. The Republican event will be held near the UW-Milwaukee campus. A group called Working Families Power has organized a rally in opposition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds increase this afternoon as high temperatures still smack the low 80s. As a cold front approaches, shots of showers and thunderstorms exist this evening, overnight, and scatter out through tomorrow, dragging in a fall feel with temperatures in the mid-60s Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. Tell a friend. Here's the Dave Clark Five. Catch us if you can. Ready?
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown. Hey, you can sign up for 4 club-level tickets for the Brewers when they take on Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. You've got till September 13th to enter. Just go to WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race, WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and follow the simple pop-up instructions, all right?
Judy in the sky. Wearing your grease lips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spell of the guy, Judy in the sky. With that says,
come to me tonight. Come to me tonight. Just take your glasses.
WRJN.
Hello, it's me. I've thought about us for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine.
Change.
WRJN. You know, 97 years, long time. WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits. Now, I'm just going to play a clip of it, just a short clip from Paul Harvey's poem. There we go.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Oh, that is just something else. I wasn't aware of this. I heard it on a Super Bowl commercial, but Stuart J. Waddles reminded me that was Paul Harvey's poem, and that, you know, that's one of those things that maybe someday we can put on for you. But Paul Harvey turned 106 years old if he would have lived yesterday. And, of course, we have Paul Harvey twice a day now with his family's blessing. We have the rest of the story, which was a staple on this radio station for as many years as he did that. I think it was 40-some years, something like that. But Paul Harvey with his news for almost as long as we've been around, 57 years. So he airs on Don Rosen's show at 7:25, and he will air right out of the news today at 12:05 on WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need to print for my business, but I really have to watch the budget.
Staples can print whatever you need, and now you get up to 30% off print purchases. So the more you print,
the more I save?
Right.
So if I print $600 worth of signs,
you save $180.
Ooh, and if I print $1 million worth, I'd save...
No clue, but I'm thinking there are a lot of zeros.
Now at Staples, the more you print, the more you save. Up to 30% off. Plus, you save even more with hundreds of hot deals throughout the store. Ends 9/7, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Teachers learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts are thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow. Transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. Just the same.
This is WRJN, laying in the green grass with Van Morrison, getting eaten up by mosquitoes, getting that West Nile virus thing. Hey, we've got CBS National News coming up in just a moment. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and sports, and Paul Harvey. All right here on WRJN.
What do you tell me?
Over at 10.
would need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the dawn waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bottle of baby? Just to let me down.
J.N. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. We're just in. Hunter Biden's attorney said this morning he intends to change his client's not guilty plea in the federal tax case that's about to go to trial to one that registers a formal admission of guilt while also expressing innocence. CBS